CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham, where references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 11th of June 2023. Here are the main news headlines: RSGB President's IRTS speech, contest group map, distance learning for full licence exam. RSGB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, received a warm welcome when he attended the IRTS AGM gala dinner recently. He talked about the challenges faced by national societies, as well as the success of the RSGB's Tonight at 8 live webinars and online exams, which were introduced during the pandemic. John also stressed the importance of engaging young people in amateur radio through the Society's work with schools and universities. He's featured on page 10 in the June issue of Ham Radio Ireland magazine. As part of the RSGB's new Club Finder facilities, the Society has launched an online map that shows affiliated contest-only clubs and groups. If you'd like to get involved in a group, you can use the map to search locally and more widely. Depending on the club entry, you will be able to see which contest they participate in, as well as their contact and website information. If you're part of an RSGB-affiliated contest group or club, please check your details, and if they need updating, log into the RSGB members portal. New information will be uploaded to the map every Friday afternoon. You can find the map on the RSGB's contest website on the RSGB pages under Radio Sport. Since 2011, the Bath-based distance learning team has helped nearly 1,000 students to obtain their full licence. Student feedback is always very positive, and the pass rate continues to be well over 80% compared with a national average of about 66%. The BBDL team is now planning another full licence level course. The course will run from the end of August to December, with exams in January. Students receive weekly work packages via an online classroom and have access to weekly online tutorials. Each student is allocated to one of the remote tutors who provide feedback and additional guidance. There are weekly quizzes to check on progress, and at the end of the course there are a number of mock exams. There's no charge for the training, but applicants must work through some pre-course material and complete a quiz to be eligible for a place. This focuses on the new intermediate topics that were introduced to the syllabus in 2019. The aims of the pre-course classroom are to make sure applicants can use the BBDL systems and to ensure that they're ready for the current full training syllabus. Each student will need to provide their own RSGB full license textbook and arrange their own exam at the end of the course. Advice will be provided as part of the course. The deadline for applications is Tuesday the 25th of July. To request full details and an application form, please email BBDL team leader Steve, G0 Fox Uniform Whiskey, via g0fuw@bbdl.org.uk. International Museums on the Air will take place on the weekends of the 17th and 18th and the 24th and 25th of June. A participation award will be issued to all stations that register. The registration process is simple, to assist the organisers with the administration of the event, and provides those taking part with an indication of how many stations will be active and exactly where the museums involved are located. To read more details about the event and to register, visit tinyurl.com/MOTAW. Now for details of rallies and events, the Mendips Rally is taking place today the 11th of June. The venue is Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farrington Gurney in Somerset, BS396TY, £2 entry. The door opens at 7:30 for traders, 9:30 for visitors. For bookings and inquiries, please contact Luke on 07870 168197 or email mendipsrally@hotmail.com. The Junction 28 Radio Rally is also taking place today, the 11th. The venue is Alfreton Leisure Centre, Bowles Hall, Church Street, Alfreton, D557BD, doors open at 10:15 and admission is £4. There's a £12 fee to book a table in advance. A bar and refreshments are available. More information, directions and a booking form, visit snadarc.com or email secretary at snadarc.com. The East Suffolk Wireless Revival, also known as the Ipswich Radio Rally, takes place on Sunday the 18th of June. The venue will be Curtin Recreation Ground, Back Road, Curtin, IP10, 0PW, just off the A14. The doors open at 9:30 and the entrance fee for visitors is £3. The venue has free car parking. There'll be trade stand, car boot sale, bring and buy area, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall and much more. Catering is available on site. For more information, contact Kevin, G8MXV, on 07710046846 and visit eswr.org.uk. The Newbury Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 25th of June. The venue is Newbury Showground next to the junction 13 of the M4 in Berkshire, RG189QZ. There'll be a display area with an amateur radio station, exhibits, special interest groups, clubs and societies. The doors will open to sellers at 8 a.m, visitors 9 a.m. Ample free car parking will be available, £3 entry. A seller's pitch costs £15. On-site catering and disabled facilities will be available. For more information, email newburyrally@nadars.org.uk and visit nadars.org.uk. Special event news: Autistic Pride Day is held on the 18th of June each year. In support of the occasion, special call sign PD2023APD will be active from the 16th to the 18th of June on 10, 20, 40 metre bands. See qrz.com for more. Special event call sign DB23SOWG will be active until the 25th of June. The suffix stands for Special Olympics World Games, the world's largest sporting event for athletes with intellectual disabilities. This year the event is being held in Berlin. QSL via the Bureau or Director DL2VFR. Royal Air Force Amateur Radio Society will be using the call sign GB0BAL at HQ RAF Cosford from the 17th of June to the 14th of July. The BAL suffix stands for Berlin Airlift. This was a huge humanitarian operation that took place between June 48 and September 49. Access to the city of Berlin was blocked in June 1948. The Western Allies responded with the Berlin Airlift, the operation to supply the city with necessary resources by air. The Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club is supporting International Men's Health Week 2023 by using the call sign GM0MH from the 16th to the 18th of June. The group will be operating from its clubhouse at Haven Mill, Putterington Haven, 15 miles east of Hull in Yorkshire. Activity will be across various modes and HF bands. More information, visit hfdxarc.com. DX News today is the last chance to work. Lars, SM6CUK, is active from Venn Island, EU137, as SA6G-7. He's operating 40 to 10 metre bands using CW, QSL Home Call, Logbook of the World and Club Logs OQRS. Bob, N7XR, is active as Victor7 stroke call sign from Kwajalein, OC028 in the Marshall Islands, until late June or early July. He operates CW, RITI and FT8 on the 160 to 10 metre bands, QSL Club Logs OQRS. T88PB will be active from Koror Island, OC009, until Monday the 19th of June. He operates on the HF bands, QSL, via JA0JHQ directly. Now for contest news, the IARU ATV contest starts on the 10th of June at 1200 UTC and ends on Sunday the 11th of June at 1800 UTC. Using TV on 432 megs and up frequencies, the exchange is serial number, 4-digit code and locator. On Sunday the 11th of June, the second 144 megs backpacker contest starts from 0900 to 1300 UTC. Using all modes on the 2 metre bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 11th, the Practical Wireless 2-meter QRP contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC using phone and maximum of 5 watts on the 2-meter band. The exchange's signal reports serial number and locator. Tuesday the 13th of June, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC FM on the 77s band. The exchange's signal reports serial number and locator. This is followed by the 432 UK activity contest, which runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, all mode 77s band. The exchange's signal report serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 14th of June, the 80 metre club championship CW contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using CW on the 80 metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Wednesday the 14th, 432 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. FT8 on the 77s band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday, the 432 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 77s band. The exchange's report and 4-character locator. People entering the 4-hour contest can enter the 2-hour contest as well. On Thursday the 15th of June, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. 50 megs trophy contest starts at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 17th of June and ends at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 18th of June. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The All Asian DX contest starts at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 17th of June and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 18th. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and age. Sunday the 18th of June, the Worked Hall Britain 6 metre phone contest runs 0800 to 1400 UTC. Phone on the 6 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Worked Hall Britain Square. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Solar activities remained at low levels over the past few days, they write, with only a minor C-class and one M-class flare detected. The majority of these flares were produced by active region 3327 in the southeast quadrant, but a large number of sunspots means we're at high risk of M-class or even higher flares over the next week. HF conditions for last weekend's field day were good, but most teams put in good scores. Sporadic E wasn't too evident on HF, but there were plenty of F layer DX to be had, and luckily an anticipated geomagnetic storm never actually materialised. The KP index remained low for the whole weekend, apart from a brief excursion to KP8 late on Sunday evening, which only lasted for the next 3 hours, until the three-hour update. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Centre thinks the solar flux index will be in the range of 140 to 155, with 155 coming much later in the week. We can expect some geomagnetic disturbance over this weekend, with the KP index possibly reaching 4 on Sunday the 12th. Looking further ahead, the 18th to the 21st is predicted to be unsettled with a maximum KP index of 5. We really are into a period of summer HF propagation now, which is characterised by lower maximum usable frequencies during daylight hours, but higher MUFs during night time. According to PropQuest, nighttime MUFs over a 3,000 km path are staying well above 14 megs and even 18 megs all night. You may find DX on 21 megs up to midnight, so don't write off the HF bands after dark, as you may get some nice surprises. VHF and up, Sporadic E produced some remarkable conditions early last week with 50 megs FT8 QSOs made with Australia during the day and afternoon, and evening openings to the Caribbean, Central, North and South America on FT8 and CW. Caribbean signals were still being copied at 2200 UTC on some days. The 5th produced QSOs for many on 70 megs, including Sierra 01 WS, in Western Sahara. We're still in the peak of the sporadic E season, so it's well worth keeping a check on band activity via the various clusters, or just listening, particularly in the late afternoon. The current weather setup is quite typical for this time of year and can be remarkably persistent, although there have been suggestions of unsettled thundery weather arriving. It may be a brief visit and rather limited. Some eastern areas stay close to the high pressure, which becomes more dominant again throughout the week. This means that tropo will still be a component of the coming week's propagation, especially along North Sea coasts, although this will tend to favour northern Britain as the week goes on. The thundery weather could introduce rain scatter, especially to southern and western areas, and these storms could be easy to track in view of the light upper winds. Recent solar conditions, as detailed in the previous section, continue to provide propagation variety with chances of aurora, plus the usual mention of random meteor scatter. Moon declination is still negative until Monday, and as we're past perigee, we will have lengthening moon windows and rising path losses. 144 meg sky noise is low all week, and that's it from the propagation team this week. And it's all from me likewise until next week.